Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Tuesday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, and the memorial of St. Gregory the Great, Pope and Doctor of the Church. Today's theme, the authority of love. Today's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through 37, tells us how powerful Christ's authority was, and still is. We see him heal a man who did not ask for healing. Why do you think he could cast out the man's demon? Because he was God? Ah, but he hadn't yet defeated Satan by sacrificing himself on the cross and conquering death. At this point in salvation history, Jesus had only defeated Satan on a personal level. Remember how he faced temptation in the desert? Was it because the man was ready to repent from the sins that had attracted the evil spirit? There's no indication of this. Jesus often drove demons out of unconverted people. So where did he get his authority? Simply put, the Father gave it to him. And then Jesus passed it on to his disciples, which now includes you. Authority was one of the temptations that Satan had offered to Jesus in Luke chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. There are two kinds of authority, good and evil. Good authority is based on love. Jesus didn't cast out demons because he could. He did it because he cared. Demons hate love. They can't stand being around it. That's why they're always fighting against it, always seeking ways to break up marriages and holy friendships. What loving relationship are you in which is under attack? Perfect love contains all the power of God because he is love. Perfect love means caring so completely about others that we're willing to go to the cross for them. A wounded marriage, for example, is healed when both spouses make sacrifices for each other, which is a cross that defeats division. The cross is never fun, nor is it easy. Many of us try to get around it by relying solely on prayers, such as the Saint Michael the Archangel defend us in battle. Overcoming evil requires more than prayer. It requires personal sacrifice. Wicked authority seeks to make the self more important. It controls others. It oppresses others. It ignores the needs and the wants of others. It rejects opportunities to serve others. It neglects to empower others to use their own God-given authority. Whenever we intercede for others and pray for help, we can rely on our Savior's authority, but we must not suppose that he's going to do anything other than what is most loving for everyone. This usually means no quick fix. But as we use the time to grow stronger in our ability to love others unconditionally and sacrificially, we get lots of opportunities to learn how to overcome evil with love. In this way, Jesus passes his authority onto us.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.